Second
Central
Lion
Podcast.
Woo! This week on Kapow, you're going to hear some sweet interviews in our ISATITH section.
And you'll get to hear how the state speech went on Monday.
And hopefully, by the end of this podcast, you will have a better understanding of who Waldo is.
First, let's start with our ISATITH.
Interviewing students and teachers in the hallways. Let's go wander the halls of Central Lyon.
All right, when you eat macaroni and cheese, do you use a spoon or a fork?
I'd rather use a fork.
Any particular reason?
It's just always the way we've eaten it at my house.
Nice, thank you. If you were Waldo, where would you hide?
At the car wash.
When you eat macaroni and cheese, do you use a spoon or a fork?
I use a fork. I think it's easier to eat it with a fork, and I like to stab the noodles.
Thank you.
Jeremy, if you were Waldo, where would you hide?
If I were Waldo, I wouldn't tell you where I'm going to hide because then you could find me.
So, Jenny, when you eat your macaroni and cheese, do you use a spoon or a fork?
I definitely use a fork, because it's just easier to eat that way. You can pick up the noodles.
All right, she likes to pick up her noodles.
This is a Postma. When you eat your macaroni and cheese, do you use a spoon or a fork?
A fork.
Any particular reason why?
Because I'm pretty sure I would eat it too fast if I used a spoon.
If you were Waldo, where would you hide?
Who's Waldo?
You don't know who Waldo is?
I am dead serious. Who is Waldo?
Thank you. Hey, Brian, if you were Waldo, where would you hide?
Where would I hide? Where would you hide, Jen?
I'm asking you, actually. It's your opinion.
That depends. Who am I hiding from?
The children in the book? I mean, the children reading the book.
If I were hiding from little children, I would probably have to hide in a dentist office, maybe?
Ooh, good one.
Interesting.
Yes.
What's the guy's name? When you eat your macaroni and cheese, do you use a spoon or a fork?
Well, it depends on what mood the little buggers are in, because sometimes they like I just have to stab them, and other times they flop off my spoon. So I don't know if they invented some wonderful utensil with a spoon and a fork.
That's called a spork, Brian.
What?
Yes, they have those.
Wow.
Mrs. Sheldon, when you eat your macaroni and cheese, do you use a spoon or a fork?
Well, Jan, depends on if you are going to have a wonderful cheesy bechamel sauce or if you're going to have the traditional baked one with the dried breadcrumbs on the top. I would say probably to soup up all that wonderful sauce, I would say a spoon. But if you want to be more proper and more dignified, I'd say a fork.
Thank you, Mrs. Sheldon.
Wow, Jenny, those were some pretty intense ISATITH answers.
Oh, look, it's Mrs. Meester. Let's ask her about speech contest.
Oh, how convenient. That would be perfect for the fine arts segment of the podcast.
All right, I am here with Mrs. Meester for the fine arts segment of this week's podcast. Mrs. Meester, what happened Monday this week?
I took Jamie DeBoer and Zach Henriksen to the University of Northern Iowa for the very prestigious All-State Speech Festival.
Wow, All-State, that must be a big deal. How do you qualify for All-State?
It is a big deal. It's a real honor. After state contest, two of three judges have to nominate a student for All-State. And then there is quite a trickle-down process on the selection. A maximum of 100 performances come from each of the four district or the state sites, and anything over that, then they're non-performing, but still all state. And fortunately, both of ours got to perform.
Wow, that is intense. So what is the environment like down there?
Oh, it's pretty electric. Each student is put into a certain session. Both Jamie and Zach had 9 performers, a combination of, they were both literary program prose and poetry, and each student does the performance, and then a critic from, usually from one of the area colleges, gives them a critique. It's all very positive. It's not a contest. It's just showplacing the best of the best, and they certainly stepped up and proved themselves worthy to be there.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Do you have any additional comments?
No, it's been a good year. We've had Allstate with large group and with individual, and the season got a little bit long, but it was certainly very rewarding, and I was really proud of all the kids.
Cool. Well, thank you for your time.
In honor of Mr. Postma, our current event this week is to inform you of who Waldo is.
Well, Jeremy, Waldo is this guy in a book called Where's Waldo? And on all the pages of the book, there's pictures of just random people doing random things. And out of everyone, you need to find where Waldo is.
Oh, look, is that Wisconsin?
If you want to learn more about Waldo, consult your local library.
Our quote this week comes from the movie Step Brothers. Did you touch my drum set?
No.
Why are you so sweaty?
I was watching Cops.